Affect the masses. There's no excuse. You've been loosed.
This is From Destruction to Dignity with Janice Ponds. Each week, Janice shares her wisdom to enlighten, educate, and advance the culture in America today. Janice Ponds is a mother, author, and free thinker, and your host for our podcast this evening. Now let's join your host, Janice Ponds.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Come on in. Come on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Janice Ponds. I am the host on this show, on this podcast, From Destruction to Dignity, Clinical Perspectives, Spiritual Truths. Now, I want to welcome those of you who have been so consistently supporting this show, this podcast. And I would also like to welcome those of you who are new. We have been on a journey together, and I'm having an absolute blast. I love our nation. Those of you who have continually been supportive, you love our nation too. And we have been on a journey together. A couple of months ago, we kind of made a shift where we're focused on understanding and grasping and wrapping our minds around understanding the structure, the order of our great nation, the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, as represented by our beautiful flag with those 50 stars on it, that represents our states, that represents people, families, communities, cities, villages, and us flowing together as one, which is the definition of forming a more perfect union in our great nation. That's represented by our flag and our seal. That's our seal, our presidential seal, because you know why? The commander-in-chief is supposed to be working for we the people, and that's us, 331 million Americans. So we've been on a journey together, and you know, back in October, we started looking at the five pillars of our nation that our taxpayer dollars support. We've established that these things are not negotiable. They have to be in place for us to flow together, to undergird support, have structure, have a foundation for our nation working. It's not going to happen by chance. And those five pillars, I invite you to go back and look at episode 136 where we break it down in details. But those five pillars are making sure that our senior citizens are taken care of, that their Social Security retirement will always be there as they get older. We talked about Medicare in terms of our health care, always being there supported for our elderly, those that are disabled on the state level is Medicaid. So we're talking about Medicare and health care always being supported. Our taxpayer dollars go towards that. 88%. Of our taxpayer dollars support these five pillars. So we've got the Social Security retirement for our elderly always being there. That's America. That's the American way. Then we've got health care through Medicare. That's the American way. Okay? We've got our education system. We did a whole month dissecting the challenges thereof and the desire, the need and the desire for us to have that right. Yeah. And what's going on with a dictatorship that has been presented in our education system and what we can do about it. So go back and look at that. And then we looked at making sure we take care of the interest on our national debt, not kicking the can down the road, saying our kids to take care of it. No, we're going to be responsible. We're to owe no man anything. So we're going to make sure we're taking care of that. These things are non-negotiable. And the fifth pillar is our military. Our military. So in October, we talked about those five pillars, getting an understanding of it. Okay? And all that getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But in all that getting, get understanding. We got a good understanding of that. And then in November, we dissected some incredible, serious dynamics related to the pill of education that our taxpayer dollars are paying for and supported. And so based upon what we dissected and researched and learned together and wrapped our minds together around, there are grave concerns. And we're talking about standing up and fighting for our children. There are many things they cannot speak for themselves about. And so the question is, what are we going to do as adults? What are we going to do as the church? What are we going to do as the 210 million Christian Americans regarding that? So this month, happy December. This month of December, the pillar that we're going to dissect and wrap our minds around that our taxpayer dollars is paying for is our military. Now, I'm very patriotic. Anyone knows me knows I'm patriotic. I'm a Blue Star mother. I love this country. And you know what? All it took for me to take it to another level was to go to a graduation ceremony of my son. When he graduated, when he was in the military, he loves being a soldier. And I've met young men and young women, they love being soldiers. Let me tell you what, if we don't have our military undergirded, supported, and paid for, this nation is in dire trouble. Our nation becomes very vulnerable if we don't have a strong system that protects us from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that is the role of our military. So as we segue into that and the need for us to support that as a great nation, I want to remind you of something. So this tonight, we're going to talk about our military and the power of our national interest. That's something I would hear about over the years, national interest. What is that? What is the observable, measurable thing or things that we would see manifested that are our national interest? We're going to go there together tonight. And then we're going to look at, from a clinical perspective, the anxiety factor that's connected with that overarching aspect of the pillar of our military and the power of our national interest. But I want to respectfully remind you of something that's very important. There are 210 million Christian Americans. Now, we have something very powerful that is going to happen in our nation in 2024. We're going to get 1 million Mordecais and Esthers that are 1 million voices arising. 1 million voices arising in our great nation. And on October 12th, 2024, we're going to have a massive, powerful, anointed prayer service in Washington, D.C. at the Washington Federal Mall. I'm right smack in the middle of the dynamics related to making this happen. It's time for us to stand up as Americans. And I say that God is not done with America. You know why? Because you're still here and I'm still here. So, 1 million voices arising on October 12, 2024. 1 million Mordecais and Esthers at the Washington Federal Mall. But to do this, there are steps to get us there. To do this, we're organizing prayer services in every state capital in America. And that's going to happen on Saturday, April 13th, 2024. So right now in our nation, it is growing and growing and growing. We have prayer groups that have been established and are being established all over the nation. Why? We have a beautiful guideline that we're following, and we have the flexibility, of course, of the Holy Spirit that He leads and guides us and directs us in our prayers, very strategic prayers. But we're supporting, we have a support system already in place. with these prayer services that are going to happen in every state capital in our great nation. And that prayer service, those prayer services are going to happen in every state capital all over the nation on Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Write it down, April 13th, 2024. Now, then we're going to culminate. Yeah, this is exciting. Because I've been involved in some interactions like with people all over the nation. It's like, wow, this is powerful, okay? We're culminating with a massive prayer service on a day of fasting and prayer on Saturday, October 12th, 2024, at the Washington Federal Mall. So you know what I'm asking for? I'm asking that you join me, Janice Pons, to establish your own prayer group, or you can allow me to assist you in pointing you in the direction of joining a prayer group that's already in your local area. These prayer groups are already established and running. Some of them are virtual. Some people are meeting live. And when you allow me to connect you with the system that's already set up, you're going to go, oh, wow, this is powerful. It really is. They have them set up for children. They have them set up for teenagers. They have them set up for families, women, men, the Mordecais and the Esthers in our great nation who are standing in the gap, fasting and praying for our great nation. So if you want more information about this, you can contact me at, you see it here on the screen. Contact me at info@janicepons.com, and I will assist you. I'll get back with you, and I'll provide you with that direction if you so desire. But put these dates on your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday, April 13th, 2024, state capitals, prayer services, every state capital in the nation. 1 million voices arising is our goal, and we're going to have a culminating a powerful gathering at our Washington Federal Mall on October 12th, 2024, and it's going to be amazing. I invite you to join me and so many other Americans. So put it on your calendar. I'll see you there, but there's a lot that's going to be unfolding between now and then. So having said that, one targeted area that we're going to pray for is our military. So tonight, as I said, we're going to be talking about the power of our national interest and the anxiety factor when we get to the clinical perspectives. Now, this month for December, we're going to dissect some things, the essential components of the pillar of our military that our taxpayer dollars is supporting, the military. So we're going to look at our national interest. We're going to look at who oversees, manages, and executes our national interest. We're going to look at together the military need to defend us from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So how will that happen? We've got to have weapons. We've got to have equipment. We're going to look at why we need to understand the role of something that I had never heard of and never thought about, but I would never look at our country in the same way once I understood this, the role of mutual assured destruction in the defense of our nation. What is that? Why is that important? We're going to look at the history of imperialism and colonization and examining the history of other empires in this global system of which we are a part of, and why we need to be knowledgeable about these facets and these components, because I'm just learning, it really helps us to target our prayer very specifically. We can be good soldiers with a targeted goal that we reach it together, because there's power in unity and there's power in agreement. We're going to look at militarism, how that plays into our country, concluding with what we do here in our great nation to protect us from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. It's a different flow than other global systems. And I just didn't know anything. Ignorance is lacking knowledge in a particular area of matter. I was basically ignorant about many things about our military. And I was like, God, we need to know this stuff. And so us knowing this together, so we're getting educated together, this excites me. Because I love history, I love our nation, and I learned things, and we're going to talk about them tonight. So we've established that our great nation must be set up to maintain a secured structure and order. Our God is a God of order, and all of this helps to facilitate us forming this more perfect union, us flowing together as one. Now, a key component of this structure and order that's necessary is that the leadership of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, starting with our president, the commander-in-chief, must keep in mind there's certain things that our leaders have to keep in mind. Now, it looks like some of them are very distracted. Oh, yeah. But look, what we're talking about, and we can pray, we can target this thing, we can support, we can educate each other and process this thing. They have to keep in mind, we have to keep in mind, as we the people, the necessity of our national interests, always being a major consideration in all decisions related to the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. So what are our national interests? What does that mean? Well, first of all, the overarching goal and requirement is that we have to have the preservation of our nation. See, these are things that we just don't even think about. People living paycheck to paycheck. People are trying to survive. Some months for me are tighter than others. And upwards of 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. They just trying to eat, keep gas in the car, pay the bills, educate their children, and get along. And there are a lot of dynamics going on behind the scene that are important regarding the preservation of our nation. So what is considered our national interest? It is right smack in the middle of what our military does. So matters of vital interest to the United States include this. Now listen to this. Our national security, our public safety, our national economic security, the safe and reliable functioning of critical infrastructure, and the availability of key resources. Wrap your mind around those categories. If any of that is fragile, we're compromised. We're compromised. Our children, our families, we're all compromised if any of that is threatened. National security, public safety, national economic security, the safe and reliable functioning of critical infrastructure, and the availability of key resources. Let's keep moving on. Let me tell you this. All this is core. It's not even negotiable. Serious thinking. These are serious things to think about regarding the structure, the order of our nation, and why it matters. Now, our national interests are things that have to be viewed in terms of ranking them. What's the priority? Now, let's look at national interests. There are three basic categories. There's vital national interests. They're extremely important national interest, and it's important and secondary national interests. So vital interests are necessary to enhance our sheer survival. If these vital interests are forgotten, we're in trouble. Extremely important are national interests that would prejudice but would not imperil us as a nation. And important or secondary interests, it could have negative effects on us, but it would have little direct impact on us as a nation. So let's dive in deeper. We're going somewhere and it's expecting us when we get there. Listen to this. I learned, and we're talking about this together. See, we're getting educated. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Let's get empowered here regarding understanding our nation. There are five national interests that just blew me away. I was like, whoa, this is important. The first national interest that we have, that our military is involved in, our commander-in-chief, our president, and others as well, is to prevent the threat of an attack of weapons of mass destruction on our soil and our military abroad. Think about it. Our other national interest is to ensure that our allies' survival and cooperation to shape an international system is in place. Why? So we can thrive. So you know what that says to me? We need people sitting around the table when it comes to these interests that are brilliant, anointed, led by the Spirit of God, and that they got their heads on right where they are for America and we the people. Listen at our other national interests to prevent the emergence of hostile powers on our U.S. borders. Since January 2021, there have been at least 7 million people coming across our border, our southern border. I'll leave that right there. An other national interest is to ensure the viability of major global systems of which we are a part of. Who's thinking about this kind of stuff? Who's manning the ship on these kinds of things? Is it important who is paying attention? And our last global interest is to establish productive relations with nations that could become adversarial. I remember when people were saying, Trump talking to Russia. Good. Good. Biden met with him. We need to be talking about, and when Trump met with Kim Jong-un, with the guy over in North Korea, people had a trip. Some people tripped out when he stepped across that line. They wasn't shooting missiles during that time. Establishing productive relations with nations that could become adversaries. That's part of our national interest. So, listen, you know what? This kind of serious stuff, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It is. And I was like, don't you dare tell me we don't need to be paying taxes. Are you kidding me? We're not going to even have a nation if somebody can blow us up and we can't defend it. We need our military undergirded and supported, and in that flow, in that vein, this evokes and elicits anxiety. And so what we're going to do is talk about, we're going to touch upon this whole, we're going to dissect some things that it kind of blew me away. In the month of December, it's important that we know these things. Guys, we can target this stuff in prayer when we go to the state capitals all over the nation in April 13th, and we're culminating at the Federal National Mall in Washington on October 12th. It's some powerful things, these prayer groups. Remember, info@JaniceBonds.com, and I can point you, if you so desire, towards how you can start your own prayer group and or become part of one that's already there. Now listen, anxiety. What would happen if, as a nation, if as we the people supported each other in learning to calm ourselves, to stay peaceful, to calm anxiety? You know, the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing. It's all kind of things going on around us to keep us anxious. But if you have anxiety, it can be difficult to keep your mind at ease on a daily basis. So we had the global pandemic. People were fearful. Were they going to get COVID? Millions of people all over this nation died, and people were fearful. Whether you've been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, or if you're just a person that is prone towards being a worrier all the time about a particular situation, it can be challenging to find ways to calm anxiety. But I'm going to tell you what, two things. I have it so incorporated in my wellness makeup that I had to learn how to embrace. And I learned to embrace it because I've been so traumatized by Jim Crow, all this stuff growing up, and being molested and all this. And it was like, oh, I'm anxious. So I learned how to establish myself in peace. So if we could undergird and support each other in doing the same and helping each other to know, wait a minute, baby, come on, let's pull this thing in. I have people that I love and I'm around. And I see them getting off the charts. And I'm like, wait a minute. And two things that help it is deep breathing and a mantra. Now, see, people go, what's she talking about, a mantra? A mantra is something that you say that keeps you grounded. And then here's mine that works for me. I said, Father, I thank you that I have a peace that passes all understanding. You have not given me the spirit of fear, but I have love, power, and a sound mind. So if I have something happen that evokes anxiety, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Why? We're in the midst of the human experience. But if it comes up, I've learned that if I do deep breathing, what happens is you get extra oxygen to your brain. You get extra oxygen to your brain, and it calms you down. So deep breathing and repeating a mantra. I can't tell you what yours is. I just tell you what mine is. But according to mental health experts, according to just a woman being in labor, if it'll help a woman that's in labor to get through the most intense pain ever, might it help you if you get anxious? Another thing, so you got your deep breathing and your mantra, helping to calm anxiety. We're talking about the anxiety factor. Another one is stopping anxious thoughts. What would happen if we learned to stop it? Look, I have conversations with myself. Yeah, and I answer. I talk to myself and I answer. It works. It keeps me grounded. So to stop anxious thoughts, sometimes I can be going, I'll go, stop, Janice, just stop, stop. All of a sudden, I feel more in control. I check out the phrases that I'm saying. What am I believing? What are the cognitive distortions that I'm allowing myself to get pulled into? And we got to help each other out. When you hear somebody saying something that's way off the chart, say, wait a minute, babe, wait, hold on, come on, bring it in, come on. Let's breathe. Get some extra oxygen to that brain. And you know, there's that saying that Nike says, just do it. Come on, let's do it together. Sometimes we got to do it together with each other, right? So, see, there's no wrong. Here's something to think about. As when we're dealing with anxiety and choices we need to make, if we can just say that we're moving towards doing something different. Doing something different. Stop trying to find the perfect solution and just take some movement forward, even if it's imperfect. Why? We're moving forward. We're moving forward. So we're talking about ways of thinking. We're talking about the anxiety factor. All of this about the military. Are we going to go to war? Look at what's going on with Israel. They hurled some missiles over near our soldiers. What are we going to do? So then sometimes it may be helpful to give ourselves a reality check. And you know what a reality check entails? Reminding yourself that although anxiety, it is unpleasant. Yes, it is. But it's not going to cause you any physical harm. Not really. When you examine your emotions that may be taking over, look, you may be in a moment of anxiety, but you go, listen, you may think, I'm not going to survive this. It's just, I can't get through it. It's a lie. It's a lie. And you know, that's what you just say. So I'll tell my, I said, stop. Father, I thank you that you give me a peace that passes all understanding. I receive your peace, and I thank you, Father, and I'm just breathing. Take in that deep breath and let it go. It's not fun, but it's not dangerous. I'm going to survive. And the last thing from a clinical perspective, go for the gratitude. My precious fellow Americans, all 331 million of you, 210 million Christian Americans. Listen, you may find something that really works for you. Put it in the comments. Let's share it. Let's talk about it together. Go for the gratitude. Take a moment to appreciate your good health, your loving family, your job. Your brain can experience stress and gratitude at the same time. Your brain cannot experience both at the same time. So it is a very effective way to change your mindset. What have we looked at tonight? We've been looking at the pillar of our military. That's very important. Our taxpayer dollars are supporting that, undergirding. What does it do? It brings structure. It brings order to us. It protects us from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. The whole flow about the military and what the uncertainty, the trepidation that's going on over in the Middle East and the uncertainty. Are we going to have to get directly involved? Ukraine, Russia, all of that. It evokes anxiety. I'm a Blue Star mom. I don't want my son over there on the front line dealing with that. But you know what? The anxiety, if we get overwhelmed, that anxiety factor and just these considerations that I have brought forth tonight, those things flowing together as one, us form a more perfect union, helps us to go from destruction to dignity. We are one nation under God. Let's pray and believe God for our military. Good night.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of From Destruction to Dignity with Janice Pons. Janice's mission is to provoke thought, bring awareness, and point people towards intervention when needed. As a reminder, this show is not therapy, but for educational purposes only. For more information, check out JanicePons.com or follow her on social media. Affirmation, dedication, information, revelation. A new nation. We are God empowered. Strength is ours. Liberty, been set free. Education, affirmation, dedication, information, revelation.